Welcome to the Pass the Six Audio Lectures on CD series. Let's talk a little bit about what this product is and then talk briefly about what the Series 6 exam would be. This product is not an audio book. We're not reading the text of the Pass the Six book aloud for you. However, that product is available. If you go to Solomon Exam Prep, that's the website. First Books publishes our book, and they also have an audio book version. But people who buy the Pass the Six audio lectures on CD aren't really looking for somebody to read the whole text aloud. What we're doing instead is focusing on the fundamental points so that you can keep your head in the game throughout the day. A lot of people taking the Series 6 are practicing insurance agents, and you know how you have to drive around all through the day. Well, instead of just listening to music or talk radio, the idea is that you can keep learning or at least becoming more familiar with the concepts and the terminology by listening to these audio lectures on CD or iPod, however you happen to have done that. Also, for people living in the big cities doing the commute by train, this would be a very efficient way to at least keep your head in the game. So we're not going to read out every bullet point, and we're not going to make every finer detail on this audio series, but we are going to cover the fundamental topics that you absolutely need to understand in order to pass the Series 6. The Series 6 exam is going to allow people to get compensation for selling securities, only particular types of securities for the Series 6. You can sell a mutual fund, you can sell a variable annuity, or a variable life insurance policy. If you had a Series 7, you could sell stocks and bonds and options individually, but you'll be selling packaged products, again, either mutual funds, variable annuities, or variable life insurance. If you want to see what the test is about, go to FINRA, FINRA.org, and on their homepage, this may change, but as of now, if you click on Industry Professionals, over on the right, the first link I see is FINRA Broker Check. That means that when you get registered with your U4, your information will go into the system, and every time you change firms, that information is going to be updated, and potential customers or existing customers can find out about you through Broker Check. You'll also see a link to the U4 a few bullets below that. But if you click, I think it's the third bullet point here, Registration and Series Exam Requirements, you'll see that FINRA has a lot of different tests. If you scroll down, you'll find yours. Takes a little while, but here it is. Under Registered Representative, it means you're going to work for a broker-dealer, a member firm. They have different categories. Yours is the first one, the Series 6, officially called the Investment Company Products Variable Contracts Limited Representative. That's the full name of your Series 6 license once you pass the test. As we can see, there are 100 multiple choice questions. You'll probably actually answer 105. Five of them don't count. But 100 of these questions do count. You get 2 hours and 15 minutes. You start the test when you're ready. You know, you end the test within that 2 hours and 15 minutes. If you have to use the bathroom for a break, the clock still is ticking. In general, though, that is enough time. If you click on the title, it's going to take us to the outline. And the outline's a little scary because there are a lot of topics covered. This is a 28-page outline. Whoa. So here we go. Let's speed you up a little bit. We'll see quickly that the Series 6 is divided into 6 content areas. Section 1 is called Securities Markets, Investment Securities, and Economic Factors. It's a lot of information, but it only comes down to 8 questions out of the 100. Section 2 is big. It's Securities and Tax Regulation. That's 23 questions. Section 3, Marketing, Prospecting, and Sales Presentations, 18 questions. Section 4, Evaluation of Customers, 13. Section 5 is the biggest. You have to know your product information for investment company securities and variable contracts. And then one of the shorter sections is Opening and Servicing Customer Accounts, 12 questions on that. And then if we scroll through this or do the forward arrow, you can see what some reference materials could be consulted, but I don't know of anybody who's ever gone through that reading list. Generally, you get a book like Pass the Six, and you study, you do the practice questions, and maybe you also enhance that with audio lectures or DVDs. But if you want to go through this, this is about a 20-page outline. It's a 28-page document. About 20 pages would be the content outline. Show you all the terminology that you will have to know. And so listening to these audio lectures on CD will help you become much more comfortable with this terminology, less intimidated, and more able to deal with the tricky practice questions or actual questions that they'll throw at you on the Series 6. You have to remember that passing this exam has a lot to do with your test-taking skills, including your frame of mind at the testing center. Being a positive thinker is important, but it's much more important to be a careful, logical thinker. You're not necessarily reading the question, hoping that you recall the answer, because their questions will look different from whatever you studied. You have to be able to know the information well enough to eliminate the wrong answer choices. Sometimes you can only eliminate two answer choices, but if you can do that, that at least improves your odds of getting the question right. And that sounds frustrating to some people. It sounds like we don't know exactly what the questions will look like, and that's only because we don't. Nobody does. Some companies might want to imply that they know exactly what you'll see, but they don't. They can't go in there and take that test themselves, and even if they did, it would only give them an idea of what's on there. So we try to prepare you for all the things that could show up or could likely show up, and more important than just giving you bullet points to memorize, we want to help you understand the concept so that even if they call something purchasing power risk when you were looking for inflation risk, if you understand the concepts behind there, you should be able to get the question right. So we're focusing on fundamentals and the terminology that you need to know, and we're not expecting this to be a replacement for a book. It's not the only product that you can use to pass the exam, but it still is an effective tool. If you have our book, you can read a chapter in the book and then easily find the corresponding lessons here on the audio CD. You may also have the DVDs if you bought the full package. Definitely use all the materials that you have. And take your time, follow the study schedule that we include with the full package, and give yourself enough time to absorb all this information. There's a lot of information covered on the Series 6. It might be one of the shorter tests at 100 questions, but it's not necessarily a lot easier than the Series 7. It's just shorter. So definitely give yourself some time. It's better to study a few days a week as opposed to going weeks without studying and then trying to cram. This exam doesn't really lend itself to cramming. You really have to kind of know your stuff. And we're hoping that these audio lectures on CD will help you do that. You can get more information on the exam again at FINRA.org. And if you work for a large firm, they may have some information. But you're trying to get a 70% out of 100 questions. You have to know a lot of information, and memorization may be part of the study process, but it's not really a big part of the test. So don't put too much effort into trying to memorize, 15 days, 90 days, 30 days. It's always more important to understand the underlying concepts, and that's what we're going to focus on. So without any further intro, we're going to end this here and let you dive into the information on the next track.